Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Goeiemôre Anton, dit gaan goed met my in Pretoria. Baie dankie.
Fantasties, bly om te hoor. So, wat het jy alles vandag te sê, Zanti?
Weet jy wat Anton, ek het regtig op my hart hierdie laaste week. Ek glo jy en baie van ons wat in die bediening staan, werk met soveel pyn en hartseer en ja, net dinge wat nie lekker is nie. En dit is soms vir die persoon wat daardeur gaan en ek bedoel ek is self deur my eie hoofstukke van regtige seer kry en moeilike tye en ek het net weer vanoggend dit so op my hart vir elke luisteraar net te bemoedig en te sê dat jy weet God sien elke traan. Hy sien elke hartseer. He is Elroy, the God who sees. Mag jy vandag weet dat in hierdie storie, gaan vir jou die mooiste storie van iets wat die Here in die natuur vir ons gegee het, om ons dalk net te kom bemoedig en net vir ons te sê dat niks is ooit verniet en die Here gebruik alles ten goede van ons, ten goede van sy glorie en dat ons regtig vandag bemoedig kan wees deur die volgende wat ek vir jou wil kom deel oor 'n oester. Iets wat die Here in die natuur kom maak het, so dat ons daar uit kan kom leer en dit vir ons op 'n manier kan kom troos bring. That God has got us. He knows and he sees and he turns things around. En mag jou getuienis soveel meer krag dra, nadat ek jou hierdie vertel. You see, your pain does not have to become your prison. It can become a testimony that not only sets yourself free, but all of those around who sees your story and sees God's restoration power in your life. You see, a pearl is a precious thing. Ek het van my ouma en my ma se parels, en is my kosbaar. En elke keer as ek 'n parel sien, dan dink ek aan hierdie storie en dan bemoedig dit my. En mag dit vandag vir jou bemoedig. As jy iets het wat 'n parel aan het, trek dit aan, sit dit om jou nek as daai dag kom, wat dit swaar gaan. En mag dit jou anker wees en bemoedig oor God se goedheid. Because did you know that an oyster untouched by pain can never create a pearl? Hoor weer. An oyster untouched by pain can never create a pearl. A pearl is not born from comfort. It is born from healing. It begins when something unwanted finds its way inside into the oyster. Something sharp, something foreign, something that was never meant to be there. At first, it wounds, it irritates, it presses against the tender places hidden from the world. Yet the oyster does not surrender to pain. It does not allow the wound to define its future. Instead, it responds patiently, quietly, faithfully. Layer upon layer, it covers the irritation with something precious. What once caused suffering becomes something radiant. What once wounded becomes something treasured. And so a pearl is formed. And is this not the sacred mystery of our own lives too? We carry wounds that no one can see. The tears we wipe away before anyone even notices. The disappointments we tuck beneath brave smiles. The grief we carry while we still care for everyone around us. The exhaustion of holding everything together while feeling as though we ourselves are falling apart. Life has a way of sending grains of sand into the deepest places of our hearts. The betrayal that made us question our worth. The loss that left us an empty chair in our souls. The words that stole our confidence. The loneliness that whispered, we
were forgotten. The prayers that seemed to echo unanswered in the dark. But here is the wonder of God's grace. He never leaves us alone with our wounds. Just as the oyster wraps its pain in nectar, God wraps us in his presence. Layer upon layer, mercy upon mercy, grace upon grace. He covers what hurts. He heals what is broken. He redeems what was meant to destroy us. And slowly, almost imperceptibly, beauty begins to emerge. Pearls are formed in hidden places, in the darkness, in the depths, far from applause and far from recognition. And perhaps that is where God does some of his most beautiful work in us. Not on the mountaintops, but in the valleys. Not in our strength, but in our surrender. Not through our perfection, but through our healing. Your scars, listener, and my scars are not evidence of God's absence. They are evidence of his restoration power working in us. Your tears have washed seeds you cannot see yet. Your wounds are not the end of your story. They are the beginning of a masterpiece still unfolding. The greater the healing, the brighter the fall. The deeper the surrender, the greater the beauty. The more pain entrusted to God, the more power shines through your testimony. In Romans 8, verses 18, it says, "For I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us." So take heart, listener. Your story is not over. Mine is not over either. Your pain has not been wasted. Your brokenness is not your final chapter. For every pull carries the testimony of a wound that grace refused to abandon. And one day, when God has finished his exquisite work, the world will see that what heaven saw all along, that beneath every soul was a pearl being formed, that beneath every tear was glory taking shape, that beneath every wound, God was crafting a crown of beauty in secret. And you, listener, you were never defined by the pain. You were always becoming the pearl. May that bless. Amen and amen.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.